Welcome to Womble Perspectives, where we explore a wide range of topics from the latest legal updates to industry trends to the business of law. Our team of lawyers, professionals, and occasional outside guests will take you through the most pressing issues facing businesses today and provide practical and actionable advice to help you navigate the ever-changing legal landscape. With a focus on innovation, collaboration, and client service, we are committed to delivering exceptional value to our clients and to the communities we serve. And now our latest episode.
Welcome to another deep dive episode of Womble Perspectives. Today we're unpacking a significant shuffle that's rippled through the halls of Congress. With a change in leadership, is the future of the Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party uncertain, or can we expect business as usual? Before we explore what's in store, a brief note on the committee itself. Established at the start of the 118th Congress and designed to monitor the strategic competition between the U.S. and the Chinese Communist Party. While the committee does not hold the power to pass legislation, it can still compel the production of testimony and documents. Its establishment was seen as a way for lawmakers to regain some control over China policymaking, has largely represented an exception to the partisan discord so prevalent on Capitol Hill. Congressman Mike Gallagher was selected as the committee's first chair, and under his leadership, the committee has been active, launching bipartisan investigations against several global companies with ties to China. Most notably, the House passed a resolution to compel the sale of social media giant TikTok, or face a ban. However, just 1 week after the vote to approve the ban on TikTok, the committee's landscape changed abruptly when Chairman Gallagher announced his decision to retire from Congress at the end of his term. In the wake of Chairman Gallagher's announcement, House Speaker Mike Johnson selected Congressman John Molinar of Michigan to step into the role as committee chair. With a new chair in place, the question is how the committee will change, if at all, and what the future of the Select Committee may be under the 119th Congress. That said, our expectation is that Chairman Molinar will continue a bipartisan approach and continued aggressive oversight into the alleged influence the Chinese Communist Party may have over companies doing business in the United States. In closing, it's clear that while Gallagher's exit was unexpected, the transition to Chairman Molinar's stewardship is likely to preserve the committee's goals of steadfast and inclusive oversight in the dynamic, complex U.S.-China relations stage.
Thank you for listening to Womble Perspectives. If you want to learn more about the topics discussed in this episode, please visit the show notes where you can find links to related resources mentioned today. The show notes also have more information about our attorneys who provided today's insights, including ways to reach out to them. Don't forget to subscribe via your podcast player of choice so that you never miss an episode. Thank you again for listening.